thank you. That's what we want. We want, when I say something that you know is really, really good, I'm going to have to teach y'all how to do this. I think y'all ought to clap your hands up. My brother Tip says when he says something that just turns your life around, you ought to stand up and just turn around. Because you just want to be active in Jesus Christ. We are people where the Bible says, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. I am a call and response church here. I say it and we speak what God says. We like responses in our church. So it's okay. If your neighbor don't like nobody who talk, then tell them they're going to have to get used to it. Because when you think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for you. Oh, that was for the people that says, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me. I don't know about y'all, but this mouth wants to shout hallelujah. Oh, God's been mighty good to me. I don't know about y'all, but I want to shout hallelujah. I want to praise God. I want to thank him for what he's done for me. Man, basketball, y'all know I'm a fan of sports. I'm a football fan. I'm a basketball fan. And I scream loud when my team's playing and everything. But I don't scream louder for them than I do for what Jesus does for me. I'm just telling you. I scream louder when I think about what the Lord does. I can go to the basketball game and scream loud, but when I go to church and the word of God be changing my life, I be screaming at the top of my voice, dancing before the Lord, throwing my hands up, shouting hallelujah, because God is that good, and you want to say it, and you want to let him know how much you appreciate him being good to you. Amen? Look, grab your Bible. We're going to the Word of God. We're talking about in Genesis 39, we're talking about the lessons that we are learning from Joseph. The lessons we are learning from Joseph. It's such a great word. Turn on a recorder. Oh, it's on. I see it. It's a great word. It is a great word. It's a great word. I want to make sure that you know and hear this word. We're talking about integrity. We started this in Bible study, and at Bible study, it was so rich. They were like, teach this in Bibles. Teach this on Sunday morning. Pastor, we don't just, because you know, at Bible study, it's only a few of us. It's called small Bible study. We love it. But the church needs to hear this thing called integrity, because we just believe that when you get this integrity in your heart and understand how integrity really matters, that your life will begin to change. And that's why this word is so, so good. So we're talking about lessons from a man by the name of Joseph. So if you go to Genesis 39, and that's where we're actually studying from, is Genesis 39 is where I'm studying from. And so as we do that, you're going to see what integrity looks like from this man, what integrity looks like. And how about y'all want to know what integrity looks like and what happens when you maintain your integrity in God? Amen. Well, so Genesis 39, I can't read the whole thing to you, but let me see where I want to take you with this Genesis piece. And because last week we just started teaching, and I didn't really give you the scripture, but I asked you to go home and read it. How many of y'all went home and read the Word of God? If you didn't read it, look. Do it. I'm just trying to help you. Read it. I mean, when you come in here and I'm doing the work, if you just go home and read what I ask you, you'll be so ready for this. You'll be so hungry for this word. It'll just make some things just happen in your life. And so this is what it says. It said in Genesis 39, in verse number 1, I'm in my Amplified Bible. It'll be either one. It don't matter. But listen to what the Word of God says. It said, and Joseph was brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, the captain and chief executive of the royal guard, an Egyptian, brought him from the Ishmaelites who had brought him down there. This is, look at verse 2. But the Bible says, but the Lord was with Joseph. Everybody say the Lord was with Joseph. How many of you believe the Lord is with you? Don't you believe the Lord is with you? See, when you have the Lord with you, and this is what, see, I tell y'all, most of the times who I'm teaching to on Sunday are the believers. But what we have to do is get the people who don't believe in Jesus to understand how your life is so wonderful. And when they start beginning to see how your life is so wonderful because of the Word of God, they're going to want the Jesus that you run with. If you are a child of God and you love God, guess what you're going to want? You are going to want people around you to have a relationship with God Almighty. It makes a difference. You know, when you have people around you who God, they can just push you to some new places. When your attitude is crazy and you with people that love God, they're going to know how to bring you out of that crazy spirit of having that crazy attitude. But when you are around somebody that don't know Jesus and you got a crazy attitude, then guess what they're going to influence you to do? They're going to influence you to keep doing the same thing and getting the same results, but not getting the results of God. So that's why you want to make sure that you are around folk that love God who can help you get to a place where first of all, you know Jesus, but you want other people around you. And then when those folks that don't know Jesus come around, you're going to want them to want Jesus so bad. They're going to want him so bad because they see what God's doing in your life. Amen. How many of y'all experienced that? When folk around you saw your life so wonderful that they wanted to know what was it that changed your life and why were you having such a successful life? See, that's the testimony you want. That's what you want. You want to be a life changer. You want to be a life changer. So people will want to be around you. I got friends who call me every day because they want to hear what I got to say. They want to know. They know how do you live through what you live through? It's Jesus. And they find out it's Jesus and they change because they want him. Well, if he can do that for you, then guess what? He can do the same thing for me. That's how you want to be. Let me go back and read this. All right. So the Bible said, and Joseph was brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh's captain of the guard, an Egyptian, brought him of the hands of the Ishmaelites, which had brought him down hither. Down there. That's all it's saying. And the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a successful and prosperous man. Right there, you should already be excited. Because the Lord is with you, it just guarantees that we're going to be successful and we're going to be prosperous. Yeah, amen. That's right. That's right. Gotta receive it. That's right. You're going to be successful and you're going to be prosperous. Because the Lord is with you. This is important. When you have the Lord with you, something happens. And it's good things. You're going to have your moments, you have trials and tribulations, but more importantly, you're going to be successful and prosperous. Joseph's teaching us this. You're going to see it in the text. And so then it said, but the Lord was with Joseph, and he was successful and prosperous man. And he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. So y'all already know he's in an Egyptian house. These Egyptians, they won't join Jesus. He wanted no great place. He was there being a slave. Now, he was there being a slave and he prospered. A slave and prosperous. Y'all ain't get it. A slave and prosperous. Because the Lord was with him, he can be in a bad situation and still be prosperous. Glory to God. Y'all can have some bad things happen to you, and in the midst of the enemy's face, you still prosper. In the presence of my enemies, David said. God said, I'll prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemies. Prosperous. And got something going on in your life. Glory to God. And then he said, watch this. And his master saw the Lord was with him. Now, his master. Y'all didn't get it. His master saw the Lord was with him. And because the master saw the Lord was with him, look what happened for him. Now, he done went through a whole lot. It's a whole lot, I got to say. But he done went through a whole lot of stuff. You got to know where it came from in order to understand this. First of all, you know his brothers. Y'all know he was 17. He was a teenager when all this stuff started happening. Told you last week. That's the plug for the teenagers in our church. Teenagers, raise your hand. Who's teenagers in here? Raise your hand high. Look, I want you to look at this word. Because as a teenager, you can have the blessings of God on your life. But all of it comes with knowing who God is. You can't have the blessings of God if you don't know who he is. But when you know who he is, you got to understand the blessings that come with it. Other folk will be having problems and issues. And because you got the Lord with you, you'll be blessed right in the presence of him. The Bible said, and his master saw the Lord was with him. And the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. See, that's how God works. When the Lord is with you, he prospers his children. Glory to God. Y'all ain't getting it. When the Lord is with you, he prospers his children. And because the Lord was with him, the master saw it, and now the master, he's an Egyptian. He don't supposed to have all this favor. He don't supposed to have all this favor on his life in the Egyptian's house. But you can go in the enemy's camp and be a child of God. And God will prosper your life. Glory to God. Y'all gotta hear this. You can go in the enemy's camp and God will prosper your life. When the Lord is with you and when you with the Lord. Amen. See, because when we're with the Lord, it don't even matter. Right. I'm telling y'all, you got to, man, y'all don't understand. Jesus. I tell y'all, I get so upset when I start thinking about it. I was getting taught the word of God just as plain how you were all totally different, God. Long time ago, you know, just hearing what God does for you. That's why I tell our church that y'all shouldn't have a whole lot of struggles going on in your life. The Lord is with us. You come here, the Lord's with us in this church. You got to receive it. You got to know it. You have to believe that the Lord is with you. But if you don't believe it, it ain't going to work for you. You got to believe it. You can't doubt it. You can't even doubt it when stuff starts happening in your life. Glory to God. Mama Brunel, you done had a whole lot of tough situations in the last 2 months, 3 months, right? But the whole time you have maintained that God is with me, Pastor. I call her on the phone and say something to her. And she said, Pastor, you know, I'm fine because I know the Lord. Y'all ain't getting it. She said, I know the Lord. See, when you know the Lord, you can get through those difficult times. That don't mean some days you might not cry. It doesn't mean some days you might not have a little moment, but I promise you, you'll snap out of that thing so quick, and the enemy will be so, and he mad because you done snapped out of it. He mad because you walk in his victory. He's mad because you not let your situation get you down, but you staying in the presence. Y'all ain't get it. I'm telling you, church. Oh, y'all, I will shut. You gotta understand what God does for you. I'm looking at y'all. This is our church. These are our sheep that God has afforded us the opportunity to teach. And I promise you, nobody's gonna walk in no defeat up in here. We're walking in victory in every way. We're walking in victory in every way. I'm not playing with the enemy. I have a church full of people who are victorious in the midst of your troubles and your trials. Because God is with us. Y'all ain't getting it. Watch this. The Bible said, I'm not even getting too far. Watch this. The Bible said, and his master saw that the Lord was with him. And that the Lord made all that he did flourish and succeed in his hand. So Joseph pleased Potiphar and found favor in his sight. Y'all ain't ready. And he served him. See, you got to see this. He found favor. And the Bible said that he served him. Amen. He found favor at Potiphar's house in the enemy's territory. In a place that he wasn't even supposed to have favor because he was a slave. He wasn't even supposed to have favor at the master's house. He was a slave. Y'all don't get it. But the Bible said, and Joseph found favor, grace in the sight, and he served them. Y'all got to understand what it means to serve. You got to understand what it means to serve. That means that he did what he was supposed to do. He served him. Anybody know anything about being a servant of Jesus Christ? You got to understand, he served them. He served him. He did what he was supposed to do. What Potiphar asked him to do, he did. And because Potiphar saw that he did it, and he did it with a spirit of excellence and did it with the right spirit. The Bible said he found grace. He found favor in the Potiphar's sight. And so here you got Joseph, who is an outsider per se, coming into some territory that was not supposed to be in favor, be favorable for him. But because he served God and God was with him, the Bible said, Potiphar made him overseer of the house. Y'all didn't get it. Can I help somebody? When you serve God, when you're faithful to him, when you do what the Lord says, when you do what God, you do right by God, God's people, you'll go places that everybody else, it can be somebody there who's supposed to be over you, and you'll end up being over them. Glory to God. That's how it works. People won't understand it, but I'm telling y'all, it works like this. Children of God has the faith of God on their life. People will be running around trying to figure out how you got the promotion and you don't even have the degree. How you got the house and your credit is shabby. Y'all ain't hear me. How in the world are your bank accounts up? Yeah, having money at the end of you paying all your bills because of the fact you're doing what's right by God. You're a tither, you're a giver, you serve God, you do what God asks you to do, and he says overflow to your house. My God. Y'all don't understand, it works with Jesus. This is a great place to have your neighbor and say, it works with Jesus. No, they didn't hear you. They didn't hear you. Yeah. Tap them again and say, it works with Jesus. Y'all been getting it. It works with Jesus. Yeah. Make them know. Tell them one more time. Say, it works with Jesus. It works. Does it work? Do I have any witnesses in this house that say it works with Jesus? I got some witnesses here to say it works with Jesus. See, he works. Somebody say, he works. Y'all know he works. And when you know he works, guess what you do? You want to give him glory. See, Joseph knew what happened. You got to know he knew. He knew, first of all, what God had already told him. What God said to him. Everybody can't receive it. Can I give you a word right here? Everybody's not going to receive what God says to you. So even though you got to understand, when God says that, the devil can't do nothing about it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When God says, devil can't do nothing about it. He can't stop what God has already planned. Glory to God. Y'all ain't ready. See, this is the church that we need, a church who understands the power and the principles of God's word. You got to understand what happens when the power of God goes in operation and you do the principles of his word. When you apply the principles of God's word to your life, you can't be nothing but blessed. I'm in the book here. Word of God makes a difference. So Joseph found grace, favor in the sight of his master. He served him, and because he served him, because he did the right thing, because he knew what to do, he did it with a spirit of excellence. He didn't just half do it. He went all the way because he knew the Lord was with him. That's a word for somebody. Somebody need to hear that. Oh, right there, that's a good place for you to tell your neighbor, go all the way, go all the way, go all the way. Go all the way. Tell him again, say, go all the way. You got to tell him, go all the way with God. So the Bible says in verse 4, it says, and his master made him supervisor over his house and put all that he had in his charge. Y'all ain't ready. He gave him half the job, gave him it all. He gave him all. He gave him range. He gave him free reign to everything that he had. Everything. I love it. Watch this. You got to see the text. Somebody say integrity matters. Come on, shout it. Integrity matters. And so the Bible says, and it came to pass for the time that he made him supervisor in his house, and all that he had Bible says the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. Y'all didn't hear that. He said, and it came to pass from the time that he had made him overseer in the house and over all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. Can I give y'all a word right there? See, that's what the enemy don't know. See, the devil don't know this, but sometimes you got to understand, folk get blessed but just because you in the prison. Okay, teacher. When I fly, you know what? When I get on that plane, Eric, you know how sometimes the enemy will be trying to make me get a little scared about flying because, you know, a plane could have gone down the week before or something. But I get on that plane and I be walking through there and I be talking about, anybody scared of flying? Y'all better know the plane ain't going down the bay because I'm up here. See, that's the attitude you got to have about who you are in Jesus. Some things ain't going to happen in a negative way because you showed up. Some of the folks around you house are blessed all because of the fact you showed up at their house. Okay, Jesus. Some of your friends are walking in some black graces all because you showed up. Glory to God. That's why I'm telling y'all integrity matters. Yeah. Integrity matters. I think about so many things when I begin to think about what God does just because of who you are, who I am. Some days I just begin to think about how blessed. Some of y'all don't know, but some of y'all blessed all because of the fact y'all came to great. Glory to God. I couldn't get no 2 minute claps right there. But I'm going to say what I know that some folks will say. Some of y'all got real blessed because y'all showed up at work. That ain't got nothing to do with me. That got something to do with the Lord. It ain't got nothing to do with me, the individual. But it got something to do with the Lord in me. Because integrity matters. You got to understand that. Y'all got to understand that. And one reason I can say it because I get texts a whole lot from a whole lot of y'all. And said my life changed because I showed up at this church. Yeah. I know all y'all. Some of y'all I knew. Some of y'all I didn't. Glory to God. But your life changed because you came here. Glory to God. And the ones who came because you knew me, you came because I had some integrity. Glory to God. Because ain't nobody following a whole lot of people doing any and everything. You better teach them. It's all right. I promise you, I'll get us there. I don't know how quick I'm going to get you there, but I'm going to get you there. Watch this. So the Bible says that it came to pass from that time. The Lord blessed the Egyptian house for Joseph's sake. Man, that's something. He said, I'm going to bless the Egyptian's house because I ain't going to let my boy suffer. Potiphar's house is going to be blessed because Joseph showed up. He's not going to suffer. Y'all didn't get it. Part of the house got blessed because God says, I'm not going to allow Joseph not to be blessed. I don't care what they're going through, but they're going to be blessed today because Joseph there. But don't that get you excited knowing that you got the Lord with you and your house is blessed because God is with you and he's on your side? So he said, because for Joseph's sake, I'm going to bless the Egyptians. And the Bible says, and the Lord's blessing was all that he had, was on all that he had in the house and in the field. Man, I'm telling you right now, y'all better see beyond where y'all are. And he said, not only is his house blessed, but I'm going to bless his field too. He says, not only am I going to bless your house, but I'm going to bless your children. Not only am I going to bless your children, but I'm going to bless everything. I'm going to bless the folk on your job. Your job ain't going to close because you're there. Yeah. Job's closing everywhere, but your job's still open. Yeah. Y'all ain't ready. Yeah. businesses are closing everywhere, but your business is still open. Y'all don't hear me. Years ago, y'all got to understand, businesses were closing all around us. And y'all got some folk who still in business because they had a relationship with God Almighty. Some moms and pop shops are still open, even though Walmart ain't. Glory to God. And why they still open? Because God was with them. And can I submit to tell y'all that some of the things that you desire are going to happen all because the Lord is with you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So then the Bible says it like this, and it says, and Potiphar left all that he had in Joseph's charge and paid no attention to anything that he had except the food that he ate. This is amazing. Now Joseph, then it starts getting shaky right there. See, now God begins to bless, so God bless y'all, right? How many of y'all know God's blessing?
Yes.
Things are working in your favor, right?
Yes.
God's doing all kind of magnificent and wonderful things on your behalf.
Yes.
Then all of a sudden, you got to know that when God starts blessing you, the enemy going to come try to mess you up.
Yes.
Will he come?
Yes.
So you got to be, you see, we see the blessing, but you also got to recognize that after and when God begins to bless you like never before, that slew foot devil himself got to try to come in and get you. Is he gonna try?
Tell
the truth. Is he gonna try? He gonna try you, right? You might as well tell your neighbor, he gonna try us. But tell him that's all right, because we're gonna live through this. Because Joseph gonna show you how to live through when he comes. It said, now Joseph was good looking. Real good looking. Somebody say real good looking. Not only was he good looking, but then he had the faith of God on him. Y'all got to know the attractions that come to you when you're good looking and you got faith. Y'all hear me? Stuff comes at you real hard when you're good looking and you got faith. This is a good place to tell your neighbor, say, go ahead with your good looking self. Yeah, you got to tell them, say, go ahead. If they didn't tell you, you might need to change your seat. But somebody needs to say, go ahead with your good-looking side. Because the Bible said Joseph was a goodly person. Amplified said he was good-looking and he had favor on him. Watch this. So because he looked good, and favor on him, y'all know that just kind of says that he was anointed too, right?
Yeah.
Y'all got to know when you're anointed, it attracts. Can I teach? The anointing attracts. And power attracts. Watch this. He has favor. He's good looking. He has power. Can I tell y'all something? Can I have a real moment right here?
Yeah.
Y'all, can I have a real moment?
Yeah.
Can I tell y'all something? Y'all got to know, women, y'all know we attracted to good look. Power and the anointing. Can I teach you? And especially in the church, that's why men pastors, because y'all pastor, I'm good looking, I'm attractive, and I'm annoyed, but I ain't got time for no foolishness. But watch this. But in most churches are pastored by men. And men have a major problem a lot of times. Not all men, but some men have a problem because of their good looking, they're anointed, and they're attracted. And y'all know what women do for that. And they got power. They flock. And they'll go after. Can I talk real
certain?
I might as well tell the truth. They're good looking, they got power, and they're anointed, and they got the favor of God. Y'all might as well have a real conversation with men.
Yeah.
The real women in here will be talking about, yeah, pastor, because if he's single and he's good looking, he's powerful. He anointed, and he got favor. Okay, is he attractive?
Yes.
Okay, I like you. Because you're going to tell the truth with me. Right.
Yes.
And none of y'all be messing around. And single women in here. And they love God.
Yes.
And they got God with them too.
Yes.
What is it? Matt's going to tell the truth.
Yes.
And he'll marry you. Because that's what happens. People want you. People want you. Don't they want you? You good looking. You attractive. You got God with you. You got the favor of God. People want you. Tell me y'all, folks in church have a hard time. Watch this. And he had the Lord with him. This is what happens. And so the Bible says it like this. So it said, the Lord blessed him, and Potiphar left all that he had in Joseph's charge and paid no attention to anything he had except the food he ate. Now Joseph was an attractive person and fine looking. Then after a time, his master's wife, I told you he gonna come. That enemy gonna come. He got the favor of God. And then he ain't trying with just any of us. He tries him with his master's wife. She running around there looking at this godly man, looking good. I'm sure some days he got to have his shirt off and he got to work like a slave. I'm having real church. I'm going to help y'all today. He got an 8-pack, not a 6-pack. Y'all remember when we were young? And y'all know when y'all was a size 6 and an 8. And people was attracted to y'all. Amen? Glory to God. All right. I'm going to bring you in. Watch this. Then after a time, his master's wife cast her eyes upon Joseph. And she said, lie with me. I'm telling y'all right now. He's a bad man, though. Watch this integrity. This is the key to this. Because what I want y'all to understand is what happens when you maintain your integrity. She goes after. She don't play around. She just telling you what she wants. I mean, she's just telling you. She don't just flirt around with you. She just comes out and say, I want you. Because when you got God with you, when you attract it, when you have the anointing of God on your side, and you got the favor of God on your life, devil got to kind of interrupt them. See, it wasn't so much to me about her. It's really about Joseph. Because who he's going after is Joseph's anointing. He's going after Joseph's power. He's going after Joseph's favor. So I'm trying to get y'all to understand when the devil tries to come after what God is blessing you with, you got to know how to handle it. Can we get a lesson from Joseph?
Yes.
Let's get this lesson from Joseph. Watch this. So the Bible says, but he refused. Integrity, right? I'm talking about, he says, behold, my master wrought not what is with me in his house. And he has committed all that he had to my hand. He said, I understand that my master has given me all kinds of power, all kinds of things, and he's given me charge over everything in his house. But watch this. But he says, see here with me in the house, my master has concerned nothing, and he has put all that he has in my care. He said, he is not greater in this house than I am, nor has he kept anything from me except you. For you are his wife. How then can I do this great evil and sin against God? Can I teach right here? See, I need us to get that kind of spirit. When you realize that you will let nothing separate you from the love of God. when you'll make up in your mind that I don't care how bad I want something, but if it's not in the will of God, that I am not going to risk the anointing in my life and the favor of God in my life for anything that's going to last for a hot 10 seconds. Do you understand how many people have lost what God wanted them to have for a quick key? Okay, go ahead, Jesus. Y'all figure that out on your own. How many people have given up the anointing and the favor of God because you want to please your flesh? Okay. How many people have allowed the enemy to do that to you? And it takes you longer to get to where God wants you rather than just going ahead and getting what God has already promised. He's going to take care of his children. Can I teach you? And so the Bible says, somebody said the Bible says. So the Bible, first of all, you got to know that God says there is no temptation so common unto man that he won't give you a room to escape. See, what y'all got to learn how to do, we got to learn how to run from sin. Somebody said run from sin. See, you got to run from it. Sometimes you think that you have the power and you think that you have the authority and you think that you're strong enough to deal with it. But sometimes you got to understand you got to run away from sin. So this is all he said. It's not so much that I'm sure his flesh didn't go in operation. But what I believe is that he started realizing what Christ has done. See, if you have a moment, you remember what God has done for you and the things that God has already done. You think about what God is doing in your life right now. How many of y'all want to interrupt what God's doing right now? I'm not talking about what he did yesterday, but what he's doing right now. How many of you can see the hand of God on your life? So you got to see the hand of God on your life. You got to see where God has brought you from, what he's delivered you from, the things that he has kept you from. And if you begin to think about those things, I promise you, you will run away from anything that tries to interrupt what God's getting ready to do. The favor of God is on our life. And I don't know about y'all, but I got the favor of God on my life. And you think I'm going to allow something to interrupt this favor that I got right now? I've had moments when I allowed that to happen. How many of y'all know you had moments when you allowed that? You might as well be real. But you had moments, but you're in a different place now. So now when the enemy comes, guess what I do? I run. I try to get away from anything that would interrupt the favor of God being on my life and God blessing me and stopping the flow of God. That's what Joseph shows us here. He said, listen, I can imagine in my mind that he looked at her and said, like the average man would, a woman would, good looking, attractive, powerful, anointed, said, oh man, I would like to take this moment. But he immediately said, oh no, I can't do that. You don't understand what has happened for me. I came from a bad place. Y'all ain't get it. I came from a bad place. I came from a place where there was a famine going on, and now I got an overflow. I came from a place where the enemy and my family even hated me, and God is still raising me up. Y'all ain't ready. So I'm trying to get y'all to understand, you don't let interrupt the flow of God in your life. Glory to God. So I'm trying to get y'all to understand today that what God, when God begins to bless you, don't play with the devil. Don't allow the enemy to mess up what God's doing in your life. You're in a season when God is starting to bless you. Overflows are coming to your house and in your heart and in your home and around you. Don't let anything interrupt what God's doing. You need to stay with the Lord. Somebody say integrity matters. So the Bible says, and I'm going to get us out of here. The Bible said, watch this. Then it happened about this time. No, so she spoke to David day after day. That's just like the devil. He done told her, no, not going to do that. But the Bible says, but he spake to David, to Joseph, day by day, that he hearkened unto her to lie by her. and to be ready. Every day he had to deal with that. Because she wanted him so bad, but he knew his relationship with God, was greater.
Amen.
And your relationship with God is greater than the things that might feel good to you. You don't give in to the enemy.
Amen.
Somebody say integrity matters.
Amen.
I believe I can say this morning that I got some people here that know God's doing some great things in your life. Do I have any witnesses? I believe I can submit to say this morning that I got some people here who says that God has changed some things around on my behalf. Do I have any witnesses? I believe I got some people here this morning who will say that God has turned some things around because I've maintained my integrity. Do I have any witnesses? I believe I got some witnesses in this church this morning who says that things on my job has changed because of my integrity. Do I have any witnesses? I believe I got some folk here who can say that what the devil meant for bad. Do I have any witnesses? That God turned it around for my good. Y'all ain't ready. Do I have any witnesses? So the Bible says. The Bible says that she spoke to Joseph day by day. But he did not listen to her, to lie with her and to be with her. But the Bible says, then it happened about this time that Joseph went into the house to attend his duties. And none of the men of the house was inside. And so she wanted him so bad, the Bible says, that she decided to grab a hold to his garments. She began to grab him and say to him, lie with me. But the Bible says that Joseph left his garment in her hand, but he fled and got out of there. So can I help somebody this morning? Because where you're going, the enemy can't do nothing about it. And how God's getting ready to bless you, the devil won't be able to stop it. So I believe I got a few witnesses who don't mind saying that I'm in a good place right now. And the place I'm in, I'm not going to allow the enemy to defeat me. Is there anybody in this church that says I'm in a good place right now? That my mind is free. And that my money ain't looking funny. That God is blessing me in ways like no other. Do I have any witnesses in this church that don't mind standing up and giving God glory? Because the devil thought that it was over for you. But God showed up just in the nick of time. And he turned things around on your behalf. Well, I believe I got about 10 of y'all who don't mind slapping your neighbor high five this morning. And tell your neighbor integrity matters. But that ain't the right neighbor right now. But I believe I got about 3 more of y'all who don't mind slapping about 5 people around. And tell your neighbor that neighbor integrity matters. If you're hanging here with God, and it tries to mess you up, but if you will run from the devil, flee from the very appearance of temptation. Can I tell y'all something today? That God will begin to bless you, and I believe overflow is coming to your heart. Is there anybody in here who believes that overflow is coming to your heart? Well, I believe I got about 10 of y'all who don't mind telling your neighbor that overflow is at my house. You better run with me. You better walk with me. You better hang out with me. Because overflow is at my house. But if you don't mind text. Joseph, I'm sorry, I don't know why I keep saying David. Joseph, you got to see what happened in the text. So he turned down a good moment, what could have been a good moment. He turned it down because he knew the moments for God was better.
Amen.
If I can get this church to understand that our moments with God are better than anything else. Our moments with God are better than anything else.
Amen.
I can get y'all to really begin to understand the scripture and understand that righteousness really does make a difference. Will leave out of this building today saying, if there is anything in my life that is not pleasing to God, I promise y'all, you'll let it go. I promise if you will begin to think about all God is doing for you right now, and you know there are some things in your life that's not pleasing to him, but think about all that he's doing for you in the midst of it. You can imagine what it's like when he knows your heart. That you're saying, I don't want none of that. I want all God has for me. When you begin to think about all that, everything and everybody around you,